Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's show, song timing, Mungo Jerry, and Donnie Baker. It's coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
Attention, music lovers. Do you need more music? Well, here's some. Bob Kavoyan, the troubadour of true romance, the poet of passion, the carooning Casanova, the guy who makes songs some people really like, is releasing his newest album in weeks. This is Bob's most soul-bearing collection of songs yet. Songs about life, love, and loss. Poignantly titled Panties in the Glove Box. You'll hear Bob singing touching titles like Jiggle Jiggle Bang Bang, Swallow You, Swallow Me, Blue Pill Boner Blues, and Bob's biggest hit of all time.
As big as a hat.
Big as a hat.
As big as a hat.
Big as a hat.
I'm afraid I might fall in. As big as a hat.
Big as a hat.
I told her on the street I'd love a little putty tat.
So would I, cause mine's as big as a hat.
Yes, Bob Kavoyan's Panties in the Glove Box will inspire lovers young and old with these songs about the good times, the bad times, the fun times, the sad times, and a lot of other times as well. Grab your current favorite guy or gal and sing along with Bob to such tearjerkers as Landing Strip of Love, I Can't Hear the Stereo, Let's Make a Movie, Tongue Lashing, and Bob's biggest hit of all time.
If you love the feel of precious stones, why don't you hold my family jewels?
That's Bob Kavoyan's Panties in the Glove Box. Now, let's hear from the maestro himself.
Hi, I'm Bob Kavoyan. You know, I've written love songs before, but when my honey found Panties in the Glove Box, I was inspired to write some more. Songs like I Love Your Sideways Smile, Birth Tunnel of Love, Tramp Stamp Boogie, and my biggest hit of all time.
When you give me a threesome, I'll cancel my foursome. I'll cancel my foursome when you bring in a third.
That's Bob Kavoyan's Panties in the Glove Box. If you've ever been in love, lost at love, or known someone who has, you'll feel Bob is singing directly to you with such instant classics as Feel This, Love Me, Do Me, Let Me Be Your Bar Stool, Pretend I'm Your Husband, Permission to Come Aboard, and Bob's biggest hit of all time.
I'm sporting a sequoia, got a pocket full of wood. The short and curly Maple Valley feeling mighty good. Mighty good. Mighty good. And the hits just keep on coming. It's the midnight facial, raining down on you. It's the midnight facial, coming down on you. And coming, ballads like There's Enough Here for Two, Reach Around, Blanket Drill, the hilarious tribute to an all-girl Navy, C-Word Serenade, and Bob's biggest hit of all time. Girl on my mind, love on my face, love on my mind, girl on my face. That's Bob Kavoyan's Panties in the Glove Box, available on Bob's own label, Nice Pair Records. And if you order now, we'll send you a bonus CD of some of Bob's hard-to-find rarities, B-sides and D-cups, all for the low, low price of $5. You won't be sorry. No out-of-state checks, please. Offer void in Rhode Island, Maryland, District of Columbia, Illinois, Wisconsin,
if you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's our engineer. He's Ace Cosby.
Hello.
Thank you very much.
What's up, Big Sexy?
You know,
I thought you called him Game Show.
Well, maybe we should put up a poll. Which one do you like, Game Show or Big Sexy for Ace?
I think you got to call him Game Show because he talks like he's hosting a game show
all the time, and it's not irritating at all.
What's your sex talk like, Ace? Do you like to
same thing.
Chatter?
Perhaps I should undo your bra right now. That's not it.
Look who's back from the dead.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Let's introduce Josh.
So is it going itself? Okay, let's go.
Christy Lee is embarrassed to be here. This is Tom speaking, and our guest in the studio is that man. He's a musician. Of some renown and a good friend of ours. He's a very humorous man as well. Lived life on the road and still alive to tell the story.
Yeah.
He's Todd Snyder. Very handsome man.
Yes.
And, yes.
Noticing.
Yes. Let's not discount how handsome he is. Yes.
And during the break, you were playing just warming up with some obscure stuff, including the theme from Deliverance.
Which yes.
Somehow you went from Deliverance into, let me turn this on, you went from Deliverance into the Rolling Stones. But wouldn't it be great if the Stones came out and all of a sudden they played the theme of Deliverance and
dueling banjos?
Mick wrote lyrics.
For the dueling banjos. Dueling banjos.
Squeal like a pig.
Got squeal like a pig. Get them panties down.
We were talking about semi-obscure stuff in the history of rock music, and there's so many really great stories about random weird events that end up being huge hits. And Keith Richards' autobiography talks about waking up, and he'd had a cassette rolling, and he'd been noodling on a guitar, and he fell asleep, and he woke up and played it back, and he heard, dun, dun. He heard what would become the legendary riff to Satisfaction.
Wow.
And a lot of that stuff is played on acoustic guitars, even on the albums. You'd never think that when you hear it. You go, that's some kind of fuzzy electric guitar.
And just distorting through
all kinds of weird stuff out there. Odd microphones being used or something breaks. They do that, and that ends up being the hit version.
Someone being stabbed in a control room while they were recording.
Yes, Players.
Love Roller Coaster.
Love Roller Coaster. Yeah. That's right, Tawny. Yes.
Urban Legend.
No, it happened, man. I know her sister's uncle.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Oh, well, hey, Donnie.
Hey, Donnie, we got a guest here. He's Todd Snyder.
Donnie.
First of all, I have to say Happy Father's
Circle
Day.
Circle of life.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Father's Day,
Happy
Donnie.
Father's Day, Donnie. I apologize for not sending a gift yesterday.
Yeah, you just sent me Woofy. Thank you, Christy.
Well,
yeah,
he should spend Father's Day with his father. That's what it's all about.
And he learned all the verbs and lyrics to the song Beer Run. To Snyder's, I killed two birds with one stone.
There you go.
Swear to God.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. It's good for him, you know. It puts him to sleep. It's like a lullaby for him. And I was just calling in about your fecal festival this morning. Everybody talking. I did see that crazy porta potty that was flying, but did you see that thing went viral about that dude that had to go in a cesspool of sewage to save a baby deer?
Yes. Talked about that on Friday.
It was, they saw this poor little fawn, and there was some kind of work crew, and the boss man sent some young kid out to go pick the
19-year-old.
Had to wade through all the poop.
Mm. Yeah, of course they sent a rookie in after it, Tom. I bet you the boss never got out of his truck or even put down his clipboard.
Yeah.
And that's the way it always works, because bosses don't do a damn thing. Yet he still got his name on the radio. Same way here. Randy's always taking credit for my ideas here at work.
What ideas do you have?
Well, the fact remains, it was my invention to start selling individually wrapped Little Debbie snack cakes next to the zigzag rolling papers.
Really?
That's pretty smart.
And our Little Debbie sales went up by, carry the one, multiply the divisor.
Multiply the divisor.
That can't be right. But let's just say they went up dramatically.
Okay. A lot.
Dramatically, yes.
My best idea was to start selling them bumper stickers at the counter at Red. Well-behaved women rarely make history, but always make dinner.
I bet those went over well.
Yeah.
Wow.
They did. And then, and I also, you know, I'm most maddest about not getting credit for is I invented take a penny, leave a penny.
Did you?
I swear to God. I came up with that like second day on a job, and now it's everywhere. And now, he made a dime off of it. So un-Christian. Had I known it was going to be that popular, I would have copy wrote it out and franchised it.
Really?
Or I should have probably took it to Shark Tanks and sold it for millions of dollars to that Cuban dick who owns the Mavericks.
Mark Cuban, yes.
His name is Mark Cuban. He's not Cuban.
Right.
Well, if that's how it works, just call me Donnie Carport. Swear to God. What is he, a pro wrestler? Anyways, man, let me ask you all a question.
Yeah.
Were any of you as upset as I was when you first watched Shark Tanks and found out it was just a bunch of broke-down, bored billionaires begging real people for their invention and side job ideas?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it was my show, I'd make all the people jump in an actual tank full of sharks.
Oh, I see.
I swear to God. I'd be like, six of you are entering the shark tank, and the last one of you alive will get their vegan jerky venture or mobile pet grooming company financed.
Uh-huh.
I swear to God. People always talk about how they're willing to give an arm and a leg to make their dreams come true. Well, on Donnie Baker's shark tank, you may have to give both arms and both the legs. And maybe you'll get lucky and all your competitors can't so much as doggy paddle or let alone swim. And maybe you'll make the mistake of having, you know, a tuna salad sub for lunch, and you belch up some chum, and the sharks go for you first.
Oh, my God.
Swear to God. Yeah, see whose business gets a second chance, and he'll be going out of business and into the ground on this week's Donnie Baker Shark Tank, right after new Kevin can wait. I never understood why they spelled it W-A-I-T and not W-E-I-G, or the other ways. Swear to God, he can't stand that chubby dick. He's always slipping on banana peels.
I'm a fan.
Lot to say today, Donnie.
Thank you, Donnie. That was very helpful. Todd's going to hang out with us. He's on tour. A bunch of dates coming up, including the 20th Century Theater in Cincinnati coming up Tuesday night.
Oh, that's still open, the 20th Century Theater?
Yeah, well, they didn't change the name to the 21st Century Theater, if that's what you're getting at.
That was.
Sorry.
I'll bet they get that a lot. People come and go, I thought you were closed.
Well, it says.
Open in the 20th Century.
Yeah, okay,
20th
sorry.
Century.
Uh-huh. Let's go grab Christy.
They haven't changed 20th Century Fox yet.
No, they haven't.
I thought they were going to. Weren't they going to?
To 21st Century
Fox. 21st Century Fox. Weren't they?
Oh.
Why would they?
You would think.
Why not? Yes.
Is this the 21st century?
Because Coke doesn't decide to
you,
call itself.
Of all people who refuse to play Alice Cooper's School's Out during school.
Well, that's because school isn't out.
Well, it's not the 20th century anymore.
No, but it's a theater. It's recognizing the fact that there once was a 20th century.
You wouldn't play Alice Cooper?
I have a problem with stations that play songs. You don't play Christmas music now.
Yeah.
You don't play School's Out when in the fall.
What about Christmas in July?
I hate Christmas in July. It's stupid. Shouldn't be allowed to vote.
Isn't that right?
I don't believe in half birthdays unless you're under seven.
How do you feel about birthday weeks?
Some guy walks up, well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to be on Social Security next year, but it's my half birthday tomorrow, so I'm what?
Who came up with that?
The half birthday. Well, I mean, half birthday is funny when you're five.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying. Okay, let's move on.
Well, it's cute when you're not in school and you get to celebrate your half birthday in school with your friends.
Okay, that could be. But I'm just saying, don't play schools out when it's not out. That's all.
You don't celebrate a half birthday, do you?
No, if you're young, you do. Little kids do.
No, but I mean, if you're a kid, you don't go, it's your half birthday, you're going to get a present and cake. You don't do that, do you?
You're telling me that you wouldn't do it when there's cake involved?
No, I think Josh's concern is the same as mine. You've got seven kids. Every day you would have to celebrate a birthday or a half birthday, wouldn't you?
Probably.
Yeah.
You raise a good point.
They're all kind of spread out, aren't they?
Well, let's move on,
shall we? Sorry. Didn't mean to bother you.
I mean, do you play the song Summertime Blues in the winter?
If I want a taste of summer, maybe.
I wouldn't allow.
Are you trying to tell me that you wouldn't go see Porgy and Bess in the winter? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I didn't say anything about Porgy and Bess. I meant in the summertime where the living is.
Mungo Jerry.
Wow. And I believe is Mungo, he's still with
Mungo
us?
Mungo is his first name, but Jerry is a fake name. Isn't that interesting?
Some of the finest sideburns ever. Oh, is that right? Yeah. Actually Mungo.
Mungo Leonard is his actual name, but that wasn't catchy enough.
So what you're suggesting is we should do an album compilation of guys with great sideburns.
Oh man, he's got some of the best.
Well, they begin and end. With oh my, Neil Young.
Yeah, he sure does.
John Lennon, Neil Young, Elvis.
Lennon. Yeah. When did Lennon? Well, maybe
oh yeah, there's a great. When Lennon had the short hair and he had the great sideburns going down.
I bet that was Yoko's idea.
Wow, but that'd be a great collection. Great sideburn artists.
Sideburn rock.
Mungo Jerry was a band, not just a person.
Right.
No,
right.
That's wrong. It's one guy. They took the name from Mungo Jerry. He was a wise old man who lived up in the Kentucky hills. And
yes.
He would dispense wisdom to
Ray Dorsett. Thank you, Mungo, they would say. Jerry?
Yeah. Huh?
But do you like to play in the summertime in the middle of winter? That's my point.
That song I'm cool with anytime. Because it's not saying now's the summertime. It's just saying in the summertime.
I remember laughing so hard when it came out when I was a kid because in the middle he goes... Remember that?
Yeah.
God, I love that song. Just for no reason.
Is he doing that?
Yeah.
Dean, can you grab
that? That's Mungo with his mouth.
It's already there, I think.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's kind of artistry. He's doing that.
They're doing some. He's doing Bobby McFerrin before Bobby McFerrin.
Yeah, take that, Bobby McFerrin.
Yeah. What's that? Stop talking. I can't hear it.
Okay, sorry. Didn't
mean that. Oh, all I was hearing was the but he's doing a voove in there.
And he's doing the.
Is he doing it all?
Great tune.
Long intro. In the summertime when the weather is hot. It's a great vocal, though. Wow, what a great song.
That whole song's awesome.
Yeah, we don't have time for it.
Did Mungo Jerry do the, did they ever have a follow-up?
In the wintertime, it wasn't nearly as popular.
In the wintertime, record executive made it.
Yeah,
fellas, it was not well received.
Fellas, I'm seeing four hits here.
I'm seeing four hits.
Springtime, baby.
According to this article, the instant classic was followed by a string of 70s hits, including... Let me know if you've heard these. Baby Jump, Lady Rose, and All Right.
Apparently not. I'm sorry. Okay, here's a live version of In the Summertime.
Oh, what?
From when? If it was like a rib fest last year.
2013.
With the disgruntled Mungo Jerry who doesn't want to go on tour anymore. Yeah. I want to hear it.
2013, he would have been 70.
Oh, this is where he goes, I refuse to play in the summertime.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
I'll play it, but it's $10,000.
Here we go.
He's 71 now.
Here we go. In the summertime, when the weather is sounds good. Yeah.
You got women on your mind.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it does.
I want to go see Mungo Jerry this summer. Ribfest. Hey, wait a minute. That's great things.
Yes, it's got to be so fun.
Have you been to the Ribfest here?
Yes, I have. Yeah, Tom, to speed this along, I'm going to say, yes, I've been to Ribfest. Have you been to Ribfest, Tom? I hadn't noticed anything about it. What did you notice?
Well,
God. I hate this joke.
I'm not going to do it then.
I don't even know it.
Did you ever see the movie The Killing Fields?
Oh, jeez.
Right? Am I right? All the bones, all the rib bones. Of the
Pol Pot joke there.
Yeah, there you go.
Are a lot
Gee,
of those.
Look at the time.
My fault. I hadn't heard it. I all but demanded to hear it.
See, we got to get Mungo Jerry. We got to get
Donny Iris.
All these guys, man, and have a concert. It'd be great.
Kim Mitchell.
Would you play Summer in the City in the winter?
Yes.
Yeah.
No?
Because I'm not insane like you are.
I'm just saying.
So if you're shuffling your songs at home.
Check.
And in the summertime comes on, do you rush over and skip to the next song?
If it's wintertime, that's correct.
Oh, my God.
But again, it's talking about when it's summer, not it's summer now. Well, it's just they're saying in the summertime.
It's like the 20th century theater.
Do you play Christmas music in the summer ever? No.
No.
I heard it yesterday. I heard a Christmas song, and it was way out of place.
What was it, a movie? Or?
I was getting a pedicure, and it came on the system.
Oh, well, they don't know.
Well, they don't know. They don't know Christmas music.
They're not too sure sometimes.
Yeah. Well, Colin, you pay now.
I'm just guessing
you
the whole pot joke would have gone.
Yeah, they didn't care for it.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.